question, most of us will have to acknowledge we really don't know anyone who has. If that's the case, then why do we compete in an unwinnable race? Frankly, I would rather win, so I would rather run in a race which has a history of producing winners. Tragically, most men don't know what that race is. We strain to keep it all together, but the pressure is often like a tight band around our chest. Sometimes the gravity of our debts and duties weighs us down so much that our interior posture is in a slump, even if we fake it and stand tall to the world. Confusion exists about how to achieve the desired result, the good life. We all want to improve our standard of living, that's normal. But the world where we live has implemented its own ideas about how to accomplish the good life, ideas which are far different from God's order. This dichotomy between God's order and the order of this world produces a strain on the Christian man trying to sort out his thinking. Are there absolutes? Do biblical principles really address the 21st century day-to-day problems we men have? Is it possible for us to sort through our problems and build a workable model for us to live by? Let's begin our look at the problems of men by first getting a handle on the environment in which we live and work.